Aspen Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We are really honored by this night, and I'm really honored to have hit over 60 in virtually every race with three people in the race.
Donald Trump declares himself a presumptive nominee after a clean sweep in five primary states. Political expert Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says he now has a legitimate claim to that title.
He exceeded expectations. This was a big night. Trump even called it his biggest night. And it really puts him on the path to victory.
Trump declaring the race over despite Ted Cruz's resistance. Hillary Clinton, meantime, winning every state except Rhode Island over rival Bernie Sanders. Many in the central part of the United States waking up to assess the damage after severe weather rips through multiple states. National Weather Service saying tornadoes spotted in Texas, Indiana, Kansas, and Missouri. Thousands of homes and businesses are without power, though there are no reports.
Making You're listening to Good Morning Hunting and Huntshimmer.com. Big C here, coming live from Huntshimmer by myself. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, and the famous Lindbergh trial. And it is my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the unit, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk in the radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. We had a little bit of a delay there, so we play a little Bad Finger and a little bit of Love Shack. And we'll get to that and celebrity birthdays in just a little bit. First things first, though, I got to get you two things. I got to get you some weather, and I got to get you some traffic. So let's find out what's going on with the Huntington County weather. Flemington right now, it is 47 degrees. And we have a special statement in effect, a frost advisory, believe it or not, effect from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. Thursday. So we're going to be dropping down in temperature, and that could be affecting some of our outdoor plants and some of our harvests. Today is Wednesday. It's April 27th, and mostly cloudy this morning, coming partly sunny, cooler with highs in the lower 60s, east winds 5 miles an hour, becoming south this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, west winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming north after midnight. And tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers, highs in the 50s, east winds at 5. A little bit of precipitation on Friday with showers and highs in the mid-50s. Sunny mid-60s on Saturday and first day of May, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers in the lower 60s. That's Good Morning Hunterdon and Huntshimmer Radio weather. As far as traffic is concerned, go to the traffic desk.
Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz had what some considered a bitter tone after losing 5 primaries Tuesday. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz came out swinging in his speech after losing 5 primaries on Tuesday, implying the media is biased in favor of Trump.
Donald Trump is likely to win some states, and the media is going to have heart palpitations this evening. They're going to be excited, oh so very excited, at Donald Trump's victories.
Cruz said despite being eliminated from a path to the nomination on the first ballot, he will continue his campaign. I'm Jason Wirt.
Cruz says he'll be making a major announcement later today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Speculation is it may be naming a vice presidential running mate. Donald Trump is spending today unveiling his foreign policy ideas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rusty Humphries. You know, we Americans, we're more health conscious than ever before. We're trying to increase the amount of exercise we get, reduce our weight, and to reduce our blood pressure. Now, if you're one of millions of Americans trying to reduce your blood pressure, there's a great new way to help you do it. It's called the Zona Plus, and it can help you lower your blood pressure using isometric therapy. Now, the science behind the Zona Plus, it was discovered while doing research with the Air Force, and you can check it all out at ZonaPlus.com. 22 clinical studies have shown that regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Plus, it's safe. It's completely drug-free and easy to use. Call 877-494-1616. Lower your blood pressure the safe and natural way. Zona Plus, 877-494-1616. Find out about our money-back guarantee, too. 877-494-1616, ZonaPlus.com.
Severe storms tore through the central United States from Texas up to Nebraska. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has more.
Strong thunderstorms impacted Oklahoma. Tornado warnings were issued for the Tulsa and Bartlesville area last night. The storms produced straight-line winds in excess of 75 miles per hour, damaging small structures and downing trees and power lines. More than 3,500 homes and businesses in the Tulsa area were without power. Several tornadoes were also reported in central Oklahoma, including Oklahoma City, tearing roofing materials from buildings and knocking out power to over 21,000. There have been no reports of injuries as a result of the severe storms. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Kansas is withdrawing from the federal government's refugee relocation program. The governor there says that he made the move to pull the state out of the program because of safety concerns. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
A Mexican fast food chain's finances are heading south, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Chipotle feeling it in the pocketbook after a string of food-related illnesses at a number of its restaurants, as the burrito chain says sales dropped close to 30% during its first quarter of the year. The news coming after an E. coli outbreak leads to dozens of stores being closed in the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest. Chipotle offering millions of free food coupons, but they fail to revive sales as much as Wall Street was expecting. Shares in the company losing about one-third of their value since the food safety issues began. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is reporting its first quarterly loss in over a dozen years. The tech giant says revenue for the second fiscal quarter dropped 13% as iPhone sales fell for the first time ever. Apple says it sold 51 million iPhones in the second quarter. That's about 10 million fewer from the same quarter a year ago. Michael Strahan is reportedly leaving Live even earlier than expected. TMZ reports an internal memo went around to staffers as his co-host Kelly Ripa finally returned after being blindsided by the decision to move him over to Good Morning America for full time. Staffers are being told Strahan's last day at Live will be Friday, May 13th. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
And good afternoon, and welcome to our afternoon edition of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. This show is all about interacting with the public. We go to social media, we go to Facebook and Twitter, we go to all our feeds in social media, and you ask us questions that we read live on the air here. Everything related to design, what's trending, what's hot, what's going on. Speaking of what's hot or what's not, why don't we take a look at this afternoon's weather? Okay, the National Weather Forecast is telling me that it is currently 56 degrees and it is quite overcast. This afternoon it says it'll reach a high of 63 degrees, although I thought it was quite cool when I just came in. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 38 degrees. On Thursday it's going to be a 50% chance of showers with a high of 58. On Thursday night, a continued 50% chance of showers with a low of 43. On Friday, it's going to be a 50% chance of showers with a high of 56. Friday night, 30% of continued showers with a low of 40. On Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 64. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 43. And finally, on Sunday, there's 40% chance of showers with a high of 63. So it looks like we have a lot of rain in the forecast coming up this week. And so it's a good time to maybe still work on some things in the home. I think we got a little stretch of good weather, and we kind of felt like we were out of the woods. But I think we have a couple of little setbacks, and then we'll be well on our way, although the trees look really lovely when I was driving into studio today. My name is Richard Scuderi, and this program is called Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This show is different than our morning show, which is more of an interview show. Here we go to social media. We go to my email. We go to Twitter and Facebook and other sources. And people ask us questions that we do read on the air. And I'm going to start this morning, this afternoon, I should say. I'm going to start this afternoon, and this comes from Lauren L. in Reddington, New Jersey, and she writes to me through Facebook, I'm looking to redo my kitchen. I want to do new cabinets. What do you recommend, and what is in style? Well, Lauren, I get this question quite often, and we've been in a phase for a couple of years now, so I'm always looking for what the next trend is going to be. I'm going to tell you really what's in right now and what I see coming in. In right now in, is the continuation of White Kitchen. So the white classic white shaker cabinet is still extremely popular, probably the most popular with a gray tone countertop. That white-gray combination is very, very in right now. Shaker style, not, you know, not very adorned, very classic looking, whether you do a traditional or contemporary. But what I start, what I'm starting to see happening, and this is happening with flooring first, but I think it's going to hold true to cabinets. Believe it or not, pickled wood is coming back. I've already started to see it in flooring and the flooring products I've gotten that floors are not so dark anymore. Floors have gone to more of a natural look, a sun-washed look, and actually a sort of a pickled look. It's not pink like it was in the 90s. It's much more of a sand color with sort of whitish tones over the top of it. But distressed wood is definitely on its way in, and I think that's going to transition to cabinets in the not-too-far future. So that is a possibility when you're looking. But you can never go wrong with a white kitchen or a shaker door because it is very classic. If I were doing my kitchen right now, that's probably what I would do. I would go with the classic white cabinet shaker style, very clean, and then do your countertop in either a quartz or a granite surface and keep it very, very traditional, very you want to do, I always say when you want to do your hard surfaces, you want to make sure that they're going to stand the test of time. You can do a, you know, a wild paint color on the wall. You can accessorize with things that are super trendy, but try to keep your kitchen as in the middle as possible because it'll stand the test of time. All right, my next question came to me. This came to me as an email during the week. This is from Lisa G., and she says, can I paint over wallpaper? I have a turn-of-the-century house and have a foyer that has quite a bit of wallpaper, and I can't get it off. Well, the question, the answer to that question is yes, in fact, you can. I don't recommend it. I don't know when your house is built, but if it's an older home, there's a good chance that it's plaster underneath, and the reason that they papered in the first place was to hide the unevenness of the plaster. So there is, in fact, a bonding primer out there called Styx. And you first want to make sure that your wallpaper is nice and clean, and you want to do sort of a scrub down. Then you want to apply a bonding primer to the paper and get it nice, clean, level surface. Then over that, you can do two coats, maybe even three coats of a latex paint. And it is not ideal. I don't necessarily recommend it, but if in a situation where you can't get the paper off, it is possible. I would go to the local Benjamin Moore store and speak to the paint counter. But it, in fact, I have done it. It has been done. And you can get a good result if it's done the right way. We have to make sure that the prep of the walls is the biggest part in this, to have the walls be even and a good primer and make sure it's dry. And then you do your finish coats and you should be okay with that. All right, we're going to take a couple of commercial messages and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemma. Sounds like we're having a little technical difficulty with some of the commercial spots. We'll see if we can get that resolved before our next break. All right, the next question I received came to me from Mark V., and he's in Glen Gardner, New Jersey, and he asked me, what are the best paint colors to get a house ready to sell? That's a good question. You know, I get that question quite a bit. I do for 2 days a week. On Tuesdays and Fridays of each week, I just do color consultations by appointment at the Riccardi Design Center in Maplewood, New Jersey, at their corporate headquarters. And I do, you know, sometimes 6-7 of them a day, and I go from home to home, and I do interior and or exterior consultations for color. So I do a lot of that, and many people are, in painting because they are selling their house, including the couple I worked on yesterday afternoon to get their exterior of their house ready for sale. In fact, they had an old turn-of-the-century home, and it was painted sort of a dark, very, very neat, dark navy blue, and not the best color to sell a house, so we changed it up to sort of a weathered gray-green color, and really is going to look nice in the space. Brick red front door, and it's going to really look nice in the space. There's a nice porch in front. But there are certain colors that you want to keep to when you're staging a house. I do also have my real estate license because I do a lot of staging for Coldwell Banker and Weikert and Remax Realtors. And my first bit of advice is a mistake that often many people make is when they go to get their house ready for sale and they paint it, they paint the rooms white. White is not a good color to paint your house. It's not a very forgiving color. It gets dirty very easy if people are coming through, and it just doesn't show contrast. Most homes in our area tend to be a little bit more on the traditional side, and they have a lot of trim. If your wall is white, your doors are white, and your trim is white, and your crown molding is white, and your baseboard molding is white, there's no perception of depth. So neutral doesn't necessarily mean white, but what it does mean is that we want to have colors that are in the sort of natural earth tone range. And from room to room, it's okay to have different colors. We just don't want it. We want the colors to be pleasing, and we want the palette to be attractive but neutral enough that anybody could see their things in your home. So some of the colors that I like to use, starting with the inside, I like my trim and my ceilings to be super white. I like Benjamin Moore's super white. And I like to do the trim in a semi-gloss super white. And trim includes the doors as well as the casings, the baseboard molding, and the crown molding. Well, in super white semi-gloss, I like my ceilings to be super white also and have that be a flat paint so it hides shadows. And the reason I have the base or the frame, if you will, be super white is because now I'm going to be using neutral colors, and they pop if they have a very bright white next to them. So I like to use beiges and tans and taupes and greens. And yes, green is a neutral. It goes with a lot of other colors. So I do like to use Benjamin Moore's Powell Buff. That's a nice, rich, neutral tan that I use quite a bit with white trim, and that works well in hallways and transitional spaces. I do like to use Benjamin Moore's Shaker Beige, which is also a historic color, and that works well when you're looking for some taupe, if you're looking for maybe a living room or dining room space. When it comes to grays, there are two grays that I use very often. They're nice, neutral, mid-tone grays. I use Benjamin Moore's Coventry Gray, and I use Benjamin Moore's Stonington Gray, and they're nice, neutral grays. One is a mid-tone, one's slightly darker, and they're both great colors to use in a space. I also like to use greens. Greens are typically good in a kitchen space, especially if you have a white kitchen or if you have sort of neutral color cabinets. Green seems to make them pop a little bit yet still be neutral. I do like, for a sage tone, I like Benjamin Moore's Georgian Green, which is a nice green. I do like to use Saybrook Sage. I get a nice sage tone. And Tree Moss, which is another Benjamin Moore color. There's nice neutral green tones, and they really work well, specifically in kitchens or powder room spaces. So you don't have to limit yourself to having an all-white house. Again, white ceilings, white trim, and then beautiful colors on the wall, but in a mid-range. You want to do your walls in a regal matte finish, which has more of a flatter appearance, but it does, but it is washable. And they'll give you the best colors. They'll be nice and neutral, but when you have your pictures taken, there'll be some contrast, and it'll show up well on film. Okay, well, it looks like we're coming up to our news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after this.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
If we were making an announcement at 4 p.m., then it wouldn't make sense to announce it at 10 a.m. The entire purpose of this is you guys should come. And at 4 p.m., you can find out.
Senator Ted Cruz campaigning in Indiana today, referencing a major announcement he says he'll make at 4 p.m. Eastern time today.
We want to go down the path of a campaign that is based on yelling and screaming and cursing and insults? Or do we want to unify behind a campaign that is a positive, optimistic, forward-looking, conservative campaign?
Donald Trump calls himself the Republican Party's presumptive nominee after a clean sweep in all five primaries last night. He's unveiling his foreign policy ideas today. And Ben Carson weighed in after those primaries, saying Cruz and Kasich are trying to game the system on delegates and risk fracturing the party. This is USA Radio News.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
More than half of American voters believe the system parties use to pick presidential candidates is rigged. A new Reuters poll also shows that over two-thirds of U.S. voters would like to see the process changed. Presidential candidates Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have gotten voter support for their claims the system is stacked against them and favors candidates with close party ties. Trump wrote an editorial for the Wall Street Journal claiming the system is rigged by party operatives with double agent delegates who reject the decisions of the voters. Russia is pushing for details about U.S. plans to send more special forces to Syria. The request from Moscow comes on the heels of President Obama's decision to deploy about 250 additional soldiers in the fight against ISIS. Obama says the move confirms that defeating the terror group is a priority. It's the largest expansion of U.S. ground forces in Syria since that country's civil war started. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
The number of people saying they'll boycott the store Target over its transgender bathroom policy is growing. The retail chain announced last week that it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use bathrooms and dressing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it has gained over 850,000 signatures from people vowing to boycott Target. The American Family Association says Target's policy makes it easy for sexual predators to get access to their victims. Over half of all Americans will experience an allergic reaction at some point during their lives. USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
New York City allergy expert Dr. Leo Gallen says at this time of year, tree pollen and grass pollen are the biggest culprits.
Over half the people in this country will experience an allergic reaction to something during their lifetime. It could be anything you breathe, eat, or that touches your skin.
Dr. Gallen's research into pollen allergies show that they can impair performance at school, work, and even when you drive your car. He points to a Dutch study which implies that when people with pollen allergies are exposed to small amounts of pollen, it impairs their driving, to the same extent as drinking two cocktails. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Prince's Paisley Park is going to be turned into a museum. The performer's family confirmed this week that his Chanhassen, Minnesota complex will be turned into a Graceland-type facility in his honor. This is USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. And we're going to take another email that I received while we were on commercial break. And this comes from Gary in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And he asks me, are people still flipping houses? That's a very valid question now, because it does seem that the economy is getting somewhat stronger. And I don't know if you've been driving around as I do with my job all day, is that I'm starting to notice some new construction and housing starts again, which is always a good sign for the economy. And I would say with the interest rates being so low, if you have the right circumstances, I think flipping could be a possibility. There's still a lot of media where people are flipping houses. They seem to be in other parts of the country, not necessarily New Jersey. But I would imagine with the right set of circumstances, a low purchase price, a good area, and the ability to turn around something quickly, I think that you're going to maybe see that start happening again. I guess it's all relative to how the economy continues to grow. It seems in our area, housing hasn't come back quite as robustly as in other places, but I do expect that to continue to get better. So I hope that answers your question somewhat. All right, the next question I got, this came through social media, and this comes from Gina L. in Bedminster, New Jersey. And she writes, I want a new master bath. Any suggestions on what looks good and what I can do in a small space? Okay, another question. Kitchens and baths, I get, I think, almost every week that we do the show here. Again, I'm going to defer back to white, because it seems like the consistency of a white bathroom seems to reign. And that doesn't mean it has to be boring and not do something interesting. I recently did a white bath in northern New Jersey, and we opted to do on the floor as we did a Carrara marble tile, but we did it in a herringbone pattern. The tile was on sheets, but it was done in that beautiful herringbone style, and it was really, really beautiful. It made the bathroom look more spacious because we now had a beautiful, crisp white floor with beautiful gray veins in it, so that was quite beautiful. And then we painted out the walls in a sort of a rich spa sort of blue-green color. It looked really, really nice against the white and gray. We did the shower enclosure all in white. We used Carrara also. We used in a subway pattern, a 3x6 subway tile. We did a frameless enclosure for the shower, which was beautiful. We did a double vanity with a square or rectangular-shaped sinks. We did a beautiful quartz surface, a quartzite that was white with just a little bit of sparkle in it, with two beautiful undermount sinks and beautiful chrome, in this case, hardware. We did two beautiful mirrors, framed mirrors that had sort of pewter frames, and they were hung in a very interesting way above it, on each above each sink. And we did beautiful lighting above it. In a nice shape, and kept going with that sort of silvery finish, it was quite a beautiful bath. Now, there's a lot of ways you can do baths, but I find, if, as you say, a small space. I always think if your base, your tub or your shower is white, and you have white, you know, white surround or a beautiful white floor, it gives you the opportunity to add some color to the walls. And it's that contrast of color of the pure white with a saturated color that gives your space depth. I would just say not to go too dark with the paint color, but a beautiful soft blue or green tone with a white and gray base is a great way to do a master bath. One question about thing about the commode I like to ask is that these days I use what's called a comfort height toilet. The higher height commodes and toilets are really best, easy to accommodate, and always keep your commodes and your sinks white, regardless of what color you bring into the space. All right, my next question comes to me from Larry F., and he is in Chester, New Jersey. And Larry wants to take out a small bedroom to make a large walk-in closet in his master, and he's asking if that's a good idea or a bad idea. Well, you know, that question can go either way because I guess most realtors would tell you that a four-bedroom house is going to be worth more than a three-bedroom house, and if you're listing a three-bedroom house and someone's looking for a four-bedroom house, you're probably not going to even get a showing. So my first instinct is probably not to give up a bedroom. A better suggestion might be to take part of the adjoining room and create, be very creative in your solution. Even if you have that other bedroom be more of an office, it's as long as it has a closet and it's still classified as a bedroom and you can set it up as such. I would maybe take a portion of the room or an alcove in the room. I know I'm working on a house in Flemington right now that had just had sort of an open alcove, and I closed that off and we made that into a master closet, a walk-in closet. And it really did the trick without out taking space away from another bedroom in the house. But if you were to split that space and take enough to make a closet and then get a wonderful system, a closet system, and that made things very orderly and able made you able to go from top to bottom and utilize the space properly, I think that might be the best bet. So I wish you well with that. Okay, we're going to take some more commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of our show.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. A lot of questions, a lot of social media. We were off for the past couple of weeks, so I have a ton of new inquiries, both through social media and through my own email. And the next question I got came from Kevin, and he's in Flemington, New Jersey. And he just purchased a house that has aluminum siding. He has underlined, not vinyl, but aluminum siding. And he asked, can aluminum siding be painted? It's in very good shape, he writes, but he just hates the color. It's sort of an awful 70s color, so like a gold. So the answer to that question is actually, yes, you can paint it. You want to make sure that the prep, like anything with paint, the prep is more than 50% of it. You have to have a surface that's going to be clean, that's going to be able to take paint and hold on to it, have it not crack soon down the road and have problems. So I would suggest you go to your local Benjamin Moore purveyor and ask them, say you're going to work with aluminum siding, even take a piece of the siding with you and say, this is what I want to paint. What do I need to do? I would start definitely with a power wash. You want to start with the cleanest surface possible. Then I would imagine that you'd want to do some sort of a light sand, and then you would want to do a primer coat. Again, I'm most familiar with the Styx primer, which goes over everything, and it gives you a surface that is paintable. So you'd want it to do a very good prep. You want to do a very good prime, and then you want to do at least two finish coats of exterior latex paint. And you can really transform without taking all that siding down and starting over if it's in good shape, and then not having all that stuff in a landfill somewhere and actually working with what you have. So some of the popular colors, because I know you're going over gold here, is nice soft grays are very, very popular. Greens, weathered greens are very, very popular, and taupes in particular are very popular. I think you're going to find over the gold that those colors will also make your house look a little bit bigger too, which is a good thing. When you're painting the outside of your house, I always try to get people not to go way too dark or too light. I had a woman yesterday that I was talking with who had a white house for years, and she would say within a course of 5 years, the white paint always turned yellow. It discolored and turned yellow. And I have another client that I told you about whose house I went to, had a dark navy blue house, and there was just terrible sun fading on the house. So I always try to tell people, stay in the middle. You don't want a white house, and you don't want a very, very dark house. You want something in the middle in a beautiful but neutral tone, and then you can do a pop of color in the door and shutters. That prevents the medium tone color is a good balance between preventing sun fading and not letting it get too dirty. So those are some of the things that you want to keep in mind when you pick a paint color. Okay, my next question comes to me, and this is from Brenda. This was an email that I had received, and she is in central New Jersey, and she says, where can I find affordable quality furniture? And that's a very difficult thing for me to say, because there are less and less furniture stores, more and more websites online for you to buy furniture, which I'm not a big fan of at all. I'm a very tactile person. If I'm going to purchase something, I like to be able to touch it, to see it in person, and to, especially with upholstered furniture, you have to be able to sit in it, because frames are not are standard in furniture. So you want to be in something that you feel very comfortable with. So some of the places I buy my furniture would be actually Ethan Allen. Ethan Allen, believe it or not, has changed a lot. It's not certainly as conservative as it used to be. They have sort of a modern take on traditional furniture, and it's actually quite good. The quality is still there, but it's not quite as stuffy as it was before. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. It's not inexpensive. It's somewhat expensive furniture, but it is quality, and the lines of the furniture are very good. So my last three or four purchases, I've used Ethan Allen, and I've been very happy with all my furniture. We have a store in Bridgewater on Route 22 and in Watchung on Route 22, close to the Flemington area. I would check those two stores out. Also on Route 22 in Greenbrook, New Jersey, there is Bassett Furniture, which I like a lot. They have a lot of transitional furniture and very well made. And their whole philosophy is that it's custom furniture within 30 days. So when you go in and you see a sofa you like, but you want to do different arms, you're able to do that. If you want to have firmer cushions, you're able to pick that. So there are some changes that you can make. You can put different feet on your existing furniture. And then when you go to their design room, they can print out what your furniture is going to look like when you order it. And typically, most pieces come within 30 days, which in the furniture business is quite quick. So I'm a very big fan of Bassett and Greenbrook. You want to deal with, ask for Connie. She's been there for a long time. She's been a guest on Modern Design. She does an excellent, excellent job at Bassett and Greenbrook. Also in California, New Jersey, there's a family-owned furniture store called Satriano's right in downtown California, New Jersey. They're a little bit more traditional, but they have great prices, and they really do quality furniture. I've used them before, and they're a great resource for furniture. So those are just some of the ones that I use in the year. There aren't really a lot of furniture options. Thomasville is one more that I think of on, if you go up a little bit to northern New Jersey on Route 10, there's a Thomasville, which I've done well with. And very high end is on Route 10 in Livingston. There's a furniture store called Savi. S-A-V-I-E-T-H, I believe. It's Savi Furniture, and it's on Route 10. And I have purchased them before. It is quite expensive, but they really, really have the best of the best. So if you're looking for that special piece, I would check that out as well. Okay, I have another question here. This was also an email. And this comes from Sarah. And Sarah says, are people still using wallpaper borders? I would like to use one in my son's room without committing the whole room to paper. You know, that's funny that you say that. I think if you would have asked me this about 3 months ago, I would say, of course, that people don't use borders anymore. But recently, I have had to purchase two different borders for people and a mural. And these were all for kids' rooms. And there's some interesting things happening with kids' rooms. I'm not a big fan of borders. In one case, the woman wanted to do sort of an elephant theme and didn't want to the expense of faux painting or doing decals. And we were able to find her something that just sort of framed the room a little bit. And actually, it turned out not bad. We wound up, instead of doing it at the top, we did it in the middle of the room, sort of did grays and yellows, and did it in the middle of the room with that same coloration of elephants. And for an infant's room, it was really quite cute and can be easily removed. I did have another one. It was a little girl's room, and she was looking for a border. This one we did on the top, and it was also quite cute. Would I want them in general? No, but for a kid's room, I think that might be a good solution. Very, very cost-effective and easily removed. So in the case of a child's room, I would say that would be good. The other thing I want to tell you about is that there is a company out there called Brewster, and they have a line of murals for kids' rooms. They're absolutely beautiful, and I just ordered my first one. We're going to put it up. I have a great guy that does all my wallpapering. It comes in 8 sections, and it's a mural. And if you check out Brewster online, they have a series of murals for kids. And the mural that I ordered was called Spring Lake, but not necessarily Spring Lake, New Jersey. It was a lake scene in springtime, and it was about the width of in an 8x10 room of one wall with an 8-foot ceiling. And it comes in 8 pieces, and the completion is beautiful trees and springtime flowers and a lake. And you do that as an accent wall in a child's room. Now, I haven't seen it completed yet, but the pictures of it are absolutely beautiful. So that might be something creative you can try. I know many of you use stickers, but when I go into kids' rooms, I can see what stickers are right away, and I hate the way that they look. This mural was about $200, so it's not an inexpensive process. It is a whole wall of a 8x10 bedroom, though. And it does make such an impact, something that you might want to try as well for kids' rooms. All right, we're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design here on 110 Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our show here interacts with social media. We receive texts and emails, and as well as going to Facebook and Twitter and getting people's questions. And we read them live on the air on Wednesdays from 2 to 3. And the next one I got came to me from Twitter. And this was from Gary in Garwood, New Jersey. And Gary writes, I'd like to do something to make my living room brighter. It is a dark space. What are some of the things I can do to make the space brighter? Well, I get this a lot. I mean, depending upon the exposure of where your house is, are you in a building? Are you in a single family home? What environment are you in? Are there a lot of trees around your property? Is it a southern exposure? A lot of things affect the light in the space. I had a woman in Bedminster, New Jersey, who had a covered front porch, and that was the problem. So it really depends on there a lot of things that would impede light. And a realtor told me not too long ago, which sticks with me, he said 100% of the people don't want a dark house. And I think, except for your bedroom where you might want it to be dark, that's true. Nobody wants to walk into a cave. It is not appealing to almost 100% of the people, I would say. So some of the things that I do to make spaces seem brighter is, number one, the obvious one, add more light. I have two full-time electricians that are on staff at Maven Hill Designs that work with me. And one of the easiest ways, if you can do it, is to add recessed lights to a space. And I really like using cans or recessed lights because they're very unobtrusive. They're in line with the ceiling so they don't stick out. So if you have a low ceiling, it's not a problem. If you do a white baffle and you have a white ceiling, the white baffle is the backing of the hi-hat. You can do that quite easily, and you have this simple, clean profile with light coming down. So when I can, I use recessed lights. They're not expensive to do. They can be put on dimmers, and they really make a space bright right away. If you're in a space, maybe you're in a high-rise building or in a building where you can't go through the ceiling to do hi-hats, one of the things that you want to do is add artificial light to the room. Floor lamps are great. They're making good-looking floor lamps again, which is nice. They're making beautiful table lamps, which are statements. So I would add artificial light to the room that way. It's not going to get the same impact as light coming straight down, but it certainly will help to illuminate the room. Have lamp light. Put the lamp light on timer so they go on as soon as the it starts to get a little dark into the space. Maybe start a little bit earlier if you have a dark space. Have them around the room, and that makes a big difference. Paint could make a big difference. Most people don't realize that when you are doing your paint colors, there's a number next to the paint color, and that's called the LRV, and that's called light reflecting value. And you want to pick paint colors that have a high light reflecting value. That is, they are going to give off light to a space. And that doesn't mean the whitest or palest color is going to be the brightest. You really have to depend upon the pigments that are put into it to get a bright color. So as I say in Modern Design all the time, you want to use super white. If you want to get that brightness, you want to use super white semi-gloss on your trim and super white flat on your ceilings. And then you want to pick paint colors that have a high light reflecting value. Typically, yellows have a high reflecting value. Some blue tones have a light reflecting value that's pretty high. You want to use a color that's going to bounce the light around. and yellows and blues in particular do that, as well as other colors. There are some greens that do that as well, blue greens, but those colors in particular have a high LRV ratio and are great to keep a space nice and bright. So certainly artificial light with hi-hats, if you can do it, or recessed cans, artificial light with extra lamp lights that are on timers, and then changing out your paint color is another way to do it. You know, a lot of houses I go into to stage, another thing is your window treatments. A lot of people have window treatments that just cover the windows up, and they hang, or they hang the window treatments way too low. I had a lady who had a beautiful Roman shades, but the Roman shades were covering the whole window to the bottom, and I just lifted it up, and it was, you know, 50% brighter in the room. You should hang your window treatments up high on the wall, not necessarily on the window. They should be able to come down, or have a blind that can come down. But you want to keep those window treatments light, and you want to make sure there's not a lot of light filtering through the space, and that will make a very big difference in brightness in a room, and so on. Okay, I have one more here, and this is Jennifer G, and she said, I just did my bathroom. It's a very small surface, but I want to bring some color to contrast from the white surfaces. What colors would you recommend for a white bathroom? A lot of bathroom questions today. You know, I do get the question of bathrooms and kitchen color a lot because, again, white is very much in right now. So there needs to be also a contrast. I do like blues and greens for bathrooms. I think they're very nice, warm colors. I'm not a big fan of earth tones in bathrooms. I don't like beige and brown. And actually, if you're master and you're taking a shower, you look in the mirror, blues and greens are very flattering to most people. So I love soft shades of blue and green. There's a couple of shades that I like a lot. Palladium blue, it's a Benjamin Moore color, which is a soft blue-green. I like a lot. That's a very pretty color. Saybrook Sage is a very pretty green color that I like, sort of a gray-green that's pretty. November Skies is a beautiful blue-green color that's, a blue-gray color that's great in bathrooms. Stonington Gray is a beautiful gray color that's also Benjamin Moore that's very nice for bathrooms. Well, okay, we are out of time. It went very quickly this hour. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday here at 100 in Chamber Radio for another edition of Modern Design. We're going to have a great guest next week. I just have to confirm it before I announce it. It'll be on social media. And I look forward to you guys continuing to support our show. And see you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
If we were making an announcement at 4 p.m., then it wouldn't make sense to announce it at 10 a.m. The entire purpose of this is you guys should come. And at 4 p.m., you can find out.
Senator Ted Cruz campaigning in Indiana today, referencing a major announcement he says he'll make at 4 p.m. Eastern time today.
We want to go down the path of a campaign that is based on yelling and screaming and cursing and insults. Or do we want to unify behind a campaign that is a positive, optimistic, forward-looking, conservative campaign?
Donald Trump calls himself the Republican Party's presumptive nominee after a clean sweep in all five primaries last